Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the Lionsgate and Starz spinoff and the ensuing bondholder drama. Let's dive in.
This sounds juicy. So Lionsgate is splitting, but not everyone's happy. What's the main issue?
Right. Wall Street has long seen Starz as a drag on Lionsgate. The split was expected, but the execution has caused major issues. Some bondholders feel left out in the cold, stuck with Starz, while others get the more attractive studio assets.
So it's a case of haves and have-nots? Are these disgruntled bondholders just being sore losers?
Well, the Canadian government's pension fund, among others, argue they're being unfairly disadvantaged. They're stuck with a company stripped of its top assets, think John Wick, The Hunger Games, and potentially saddled with more debt. They claim Lionsgate violated the principle of pari passu, essentially equal treatment for all bondholders.
I see. Interesting. But didn't they agree to the initial terms? Surely they knew what they were signing up for.
That's Lionsgate's argument. They say the bondholders are still getting paid, so no harm, no foul. But the jilted bondholders claim the value of their notes is plummeting because they're now tied to, let's be frank, a cable TV dinosaur.
A cable TV dinosaur. Got it. So who are the winners and losers in this whole saga?
One of the biggest losers appears to be Thebes Offshore Master Fund, a hedge fund. They are suing, claiming Lionsgate trampled on their rights. On the flip side, you have folks like Steve Mnuchin's Liberty 77, now a major Lionsgate shareholder, seemingly benefiting from the spinoff.
Mnuchin, huh? Always seems to land on his feet. So what's the likely outcome of this legal battle?
It's messy. The aggrieved bondholders aren't necessarily looking to block the spinoff entirely. They likely want a better deal, some kind of sweetener. But a recent court ruling against Serta Simmons for similar creditor-on-creditor violence could give Thebes some leverage.
Fascinating. This whole situation highlights a bigger trend, right? The deconstruction of media companies.
Exactly. The market values growth assets like streaming much higher than legacy businesses like cable TV, Comcast, and Warner Bros. Discovery are considering similar moves. It's all about adapting to the changing landscape.
And the ultimate goal for Lionsgate seems to be a sale, right? Making themselves more attractive to a potential buyer.
Precisely. Slimming down, getting rid of the perceived dead weight, and then finding a new partner. Like a corporate makeover before hitting the dating scene.
Intriguing. Well, thanks for breaking down this complex situation. Lots to think about.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next time with more insightful discussions.
Goodbye.